Okay.
Basically, we're timed for 10 minutes.
Okay. Last 2 weeks, we've been Wednesday night learning. 2 weeks ago, we learned the first pieces of the first parak of Hilchos Shuva. Last week, we did pieces of the second parak of Hilchos Shuva. So we'll learn something from the third parak of Hilchos Shuva of the Rambam. Again, the first parak was a lot about vidui, and then the second paragraph describes the tshuva process, how one engages in tshuva gemura, in authentic and true repentance. And the third paragraph starts talking about how we measure zchuyot, merits, against our iniquities, our sins. So the Rambam writes, we'll start right at the beginning. We'll jump a little bit. 10 minutes. Can't do the whole parak. Kol echav yachav b'nei adam yeshlo zchuyos v'avonos. Everybody. This is, by the way, and you have to wonder why the Rambam would write this. He writes, every person has zchuyos, merits, and avonos, and iniquities and sins. And I love this. I'll tell you why I love this, because it's so obvious. When you take a step back, of course, everyone makes mistakes, but everyone does a lot of good things too. And sometimes it's important to remember that we do both. We focus a lot on what we do wrong, what we could do better. Sometimes it's not a bad idea to actually take note of the things we do well. And not saying we have to be arrogant about it and haughty, like, oh, I look at me. No one needs to be a Balgaiva, but this is the reality of the human being, and we shouldn't only, sometimes people struggle at only seeing the negative. Sometimes people struggle in the other direction too, but it's important to have this middle path, which is very much a Rambam way of looking at the world. Tzaddik. This is very fascinating to me. He says, how do I define a tzaddik? He says, anyone whose zechuyos outweigh their merits, outweigh the iniquities. That's a tzaddik. Rasha. The iniquities outweigh the merits. You're a Rasha. It's very simple. Rambam's formulation of this is very simple. There are tzaddikim and rishoyim, and it all comes down to a mathematical equation. There's no emotion in this. It's very mathematical. Okay? Now, mechta lemechta. This is, to me, the reason I'm starting this is because we'll see in a moment why this is so important. Mechta lemechta, which is statistically improbable, impossible, right? That if all of your actions, especially when you start, you know, counting up the... on a given day, the statistical likelihood that you were actually mechza, half, 50-50, imagine over the course of a year, it's not likely. It's highly improbable. So you're considered a beinoni. You're in between. You're not a tzaddik, you're not a rasha. And he continues here, that's about an individual. V'chein ha-medina, he says, even a country. You know, im hayu zchuyos kol yoshvel merubos al avonosehen, hareid zo tzadekes. If you have a country where most of the inhabitants of the country, there is zchuyos, sorry, where the merits of the country outweigh the iniquities of it, so that country has is termed to be righteous. And if their sins outweigh the good, it's a wicked country. V'chein kol haolam kulo. And it says, so is the whole world, right? The whole world is judged together. It's a fascinating topic. And, I'll be honest, by the way, I'm learning Hilchos Tshuva with some middle schoolers who want to learn extra lunch. I sit in the lunchroom, and I said, hey, we can come and learn. So we're learning Hilchos Tshuva, so we learned this week. So I had a kid who asked a really great question. That I thought, Rabbi Klinger, I can't be punished for your sins. Like, why are we all being lumped together? Like, I'm responsible for me, right? If you do something wrong, why am I getting... It's interesting because the Rambam's perspective here is that there is some level of communal and even world, sort of a world community that is all judged together. Okay? Now, I didn't have a great answer to the child's question. I'll be honest, I thought it was a very thoughtful question. I said to the extent that, things globally can happen bad. Things in a country can go bad, but maybe that doesn't necessarily be. It's not something that affects only you. I mean, it's something that affects everyone. And that may be what the Rambam is trying to describe here. And anyways, okay, fine. So let's take a look now. Let's just skip ahead because again, our time is limited. Turn the page over. he says, 2nd line after the period, okay, in the Rambam on the Balmas backside. V'shakul ze'eno lefi minyan hazchuyos v'avonos lefi godlam. If you think you're going to try to make an easy mathematical equation about how this all works, you're wrong. Who are you to know how much a mitzvah counts versus an avera? And he says that rather they're measured about on their godlam, on sort of the enormity of the sin or the mitzvah. Yesh zechus shehi keneged kama avonos. Like one mitzvah can count equal to a number of averos, to a number of sins. And you look at the next line. Sorry, I'm skipping over the pasuk. I don't want to go necessarily right now into the to why the pasuk is used here, but there is what to say about that. V'yesh avon shehu keneged kama zechuyos, and you can have one sin that's equal to many mitzvot. And he says here that next sentence: v'ein shoklin ele bedato shel kel deos. The only person who knows how to weigh this, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the only one who knows the formula. If you think you know how to calculate things in the Ravona Sholom's book upstairs, you need a new calculator because it doesn't work. So, and this relates now to a passage, the next halacha, which is based off of a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I think it's on Tes Zayin in Rosh Hashanah, where there's a discussion about the books, the famous Gemara about the books. I mean, Kruspedai's statement. So he says here, and that starts in the middle. Kol mi shenicham, we'll get there in a second. But kol mi shenicham al, this is a fascinating concept. Kol mi shenicham al mitzvos she'osam. Let's say you did some good things in your life, and boy, you have a lot of regrets. I wish I didn't do this and do that. I wish I had taken a different approach to. I know it looks like it turned out good, but I'm not happy with it. V'toha al hazachuyos v'amar belibo. What did it help that I did these things? I almost wish I didn't do it. So halavai lo asiti. I wish halavai I had never done these nice good things. So hare ze ibed es kulan. You know what happens to your mitzvos? They go down the drain. If you change your heart after even doing good according to the Rambam, all the good that you did, it's going down the drain. And it's like it's gone. It's forgotten from the memory. It's like it's not there. It's not mentioned ever again. Now, of course, on the flip side, just go to the next sentence. So, k'shem sheshoklin zechuyos adam v'avonosa v'sha. I skipped. V'ein maskir lo shuv zechus v'lo. Shem rabitzik asan tzadik lo tzatzilena v'yom rishon. Ein ze ele b'toya al rishonos. Fine. That's if you toya al rishonos. Now, there is a concept of the other way, right? That you can do tshuva even to the last second of life. You can do horrible things. And there's that story about the executor of Rabbi Chanan ben Trajon, who at the end, you know, decided that what he was doing was wrong, and he basically asks, you know, the rabbi, if I remove the wool from you, that you'll die faster, less suffering, I get to go to Olam Haba. He said, yeah, I think so. And then the heavenly voice comes out and says he was kona olam b'sha'achas. Now take a look here after this that period. U'kashem sheshoklin zechuyos adam v'avonosa b'shas misaso. This is very fascinating. I want to give credit. This is on video to Rabbi Kenny Shaiwitz when I was working at Ramaz. He always encouraged us to teach this Rambam to the students. And what is this with Kashem Kach? So I don't teach 8th grade Gemara this year, but when I taught Gemara, Kishem Kach is one of the words on my word list. Like you have to know it. It's a comparative statement that comes up in the Gemara. What is the comparison here? Why does the Rambam bring a comparison? He says, just like we weigh the merits of a person and their sins at the time of their death. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts it all on the table. Here's your life story, the good and the bad. Kach b'chol shana v'shana shoklin avonos kol echad v'echad mibohi olam. So too, every year we weigh the iniquities of each person with their merits on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Why is there a comparative statement here? Just tell me that on Rosh Hashanah, we weigh the zechuyos against the avonos. What is the comparison here? And I think what might be going on here is that Rosh Hashanah, I think the Rambam is saying, is like a doctor's appointment. It's like your annual physical. That at the end of your life, you'll always be measured. But let me do the math. If every year you've always been more good than bad, then what's, you know, and then like, so therefore you were able to live another year, what is the calculation at the end of life? At the end of the day, you have more, unless that bad last year was terrible, you're going to have more zechuyos than avonos. So I think that the Rambam is trying to say is that just like your weight at the end, which will ultimately tell our story in Olam Haba about where we're going to be in Olam Haba, how much we'll enjoy whatever that means, Olam Haba, on Rosh Hashanah, every year we have a weigh-in, we have a check-in. We go for our annual physical, and we're going to find out where we're holding. We're going to do some cheshbon nefesh. What's going on with me? Am I doing more good, more bad? Where can I improve? It is my annual cheshbon nefesh. It's not to say that you should take it literally, that if I have more, as they're about to read, let's keep reading. Misha nimtza tzadik, if you're found to be a tzaddik, remember the Rambam's definition of tzaddik is more good than bad. If you're a tzaddik, nechtam l'chaim, you're written for life. Oh, the book of life, right? U'misha nimtza rosha, nechtav l'misa. And if you're a rosha, you're written for death. Now, if you're written for death, why is there a calculation at the end of life? If not to say that the Rambam is saying this is not to be taken literally, the book of life and the book of death, as working so mathematically, your calculationally lands you in this book. So living this year, and if you're over here, you're Russia, you're done. Because then at the end of life, what are we adding up and what are we tallying up? You hear my point? But what are we tallying up at the end? And I think what the Rambam is saying is that you're nechtam l'chaim. Where are you holding now in life? Right now you're in the sefer achaim. If you're in the sefer hamaves, you have a lot of work to do. Because when it comes the ultimate day, after 120, we hope, when the ultimate weigh-in comes, you want to make sure that you've put yourself in the right spot. I think that's at least a derech about how to read this Rambam.
Maybe the misa means in
Olam Haba. Exactly. It's, by the way, Tosso says something to this effect, that it's referring to Olam Haba. That, you know, the place that is all good, the day, the place that's forever long, that there you're going to have Sefer HaChaim is like it's a good life in the Olam Haba, and Sefer HaMavis is not so good. So you want to make sure that this is our time to really do a cheshbon nefesh. What are we going to change? What are we right now? What do we want to be? And he ends by saying here, which is so important. Remember, I told you about the Beinoni, that it's statistically impossible to be a Beinoni. It's statistically impossible to be a Beinoni, where you're literally mechza al mechza, with how many actions we have in our lifetime. And he said, yet he says, Mishanim tzadik. Veha Beinoni, Tolin, this is based on that Gemara, Tolin also on Yom HaKippurim, the Beinoni, they're hanging in the balance from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Right? How does your checkup land this year? Does it land good? Needs to be better? You got 10 days to fix this. You know, the doctor said, hey, you need to fix it. Do a little work here. Come back in 10 days for a follow-up appointment. Right? Im asa tshuva, nechtam l'chaim. Okay, we're holding, we're good. You know what? This time of the year, we're going to have a hyper-focus on correcting our actions, doing more good. And so therefore then, we're nechtam l'chaim. And if not, he writes, im lav nechtam l'misa. If we didn't take this time seriously, then we're not in a good position right now. We can change it in the future, but right now we have lots to work on. And of course, I'll add with this that the Beinoni category, this category of living like a Beinoni, the Rambam goes on to later say in this perek that you should always assume you're a Beinoni, even though it's statistically impossible, because one mitzvah can make all the difference in your life, and one aveira can make all the difference in your life. Bein l'tov, bein l'ra. So we should approach life like that. Let every matter counts. And Bezrat Hashem, we should be written in the book of life. All right. Take care, everybody.